What up? It's Tyler the Mad Dog, and welcome back to Socks Talk. How was that cinematic entrance, folks? Pretty damn good. So today on Socks Talk, let's get right to the point. Today we are talking Red Sox starters. They've been up and down all season. There's only been one guy that I can really trust the Red Sox winning on the mound this year. So let's get right to it. We will be reviewing the Red Sox starting pitching staff. The pitchers we will be reviewing today: Chris Sale, Rick Porcello, Eduardo Rodriguez, David Price, Nathan Eovaldi, Brian Johnson, and Drew Pomeranz. Yes, I said that, Drew Pomeranz. He's so bad. All right, so let's crack right into it. Our first pitcher we are going to review today is Chris Sale. Now, his stats on the season: he has 23 starts, he's 12-4, a 1.97 ERA. You heard that correct, a 1.97 ERA. He's pitched 146 innings. Keep in mind, he missed two starts due to that shoulder soreness. He has 219 Ks, still leads the majors, to compare it to only 33 bases on balls. He works fast, he gets in and out of games, and every time he's playing, I want to watch him. I haven't felt this way since Pedro. I mean,
you don't remember Pedro.
I do.
You do not remember Pedro.
So, Dan.
Yes.
Chris Sale is here.
Thanks for the intro.
More like John Lester.
Sorry for not introducing my colleagues here. I am today with Dan and Hunter in studio in Massachusetts.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
No, not what's up. Okay, so Chris Sale, as we said, that's the starter we're reviewing right now. Give him a grade for the season, a letter grade, and we'll do it, and then we'll get to his overview. So, Dan, start with you.
I mean, is there really another grade you can give him? I got to give him an A+. Obviously, you don't want to see him miss starts, but I don't really think he wanted to miss the starts. I think it was mostly the team wanted to protect him. Every game he's gone out there, not every game, he's had his rough starts, but like you said, what's his record?
12-4.
12-4. Some of his losses came when he only gave up one run and the team didn't help him out. He leads the majors in Ks. He's my clear-cut side.
He's had one bad start against the Blue Jays, I remember.
I do remember that one. But aside from that, pretty much every time he comes out, you know he's going to give you maybe
and you want to watch it.
One two-run ball at best. And you know if the team scores three runs with him on the mound, like he's going to give you seven innings where as long as the bullpen just kind of gets them to the end there, they're gonna win. And I love watching Chris Sale pitch.
As stupid as it is, when it's Sale Day, I want to watch him. On freaking Red Sox Instagram, it's Sale Day.
People don't go to baseball games to watch pitcher duels, but when it's Chris Sale.
So what do you give him for a grade?
A++.
A++ for Hunter.
You gotta give it to him.
And for me, I'm gonna give him an A. No. And let me explain why I'm gonna give him an A.
You look at his record.
It's 12-4. That isn't necessarily Cy Young record, and I know he missed a couple starts, but I want to say this about Chris Sale. The injury thing sort of bothers me, and I know it wasn't his decision to sit himself out, but coming down the stretch, you got to fight through this, and you saw them sort of struggle without Chris Sale, especially in the Blue Jays series. It was really poor. And I know he's setting these Red Sox records, but I just can't give him the A plus yet. A is a very good grade. If it was a number grade, it'd be a 96. But he's just not there yet.
Let me give you the stat, though.
We're
grading him on his stats this year. And let me give you this. This was an article written by Sean McCarthy of FanSided in 7 weeks ago in June. Ready? It was after Chris Sale pitched another gem. And at this time he had started 16 games. In six of those games, he had received two runs or less. Like, that's six games where he pitched great games. And Sale has struck out double-digit batters, or at this time had struck out double-digit batters five times in the year, and they were 1-4 in those
games. And I'm not saying he's not great.
He's not getting help. He's not getting help. He's doing everything
he has got help towards the end of the year as the Red Sox bats are starting to get more acclimated to this 2018 season. But I'm just not ready to give him an A+ yet.
I don't see how you can't be ready to give him an A+. We are basing it on the playoffs. You're saying you want to see him pitch in the playoffs, but we are talking about him in the regular season. These grades are
Is he pitching better now, or this year, or compared to last year? What year do you think he's pitched better in?
I think he's pitching better this year. 1.97 ERA says that he's pitching better this year. He's getting everybody out.
First game of the year. Lost it. 6-4 Tampa.
Ah! Oh, that was Joe Kelly's
zero
loss.
Runs.
No, that was Joe Kelly's loss.
Yeah. No earned runs.
No, yeah, he had no earned runs, but they've lost
through
the game.
6.
The bullpen blew that game
Broadway, for him. What was that, Denard Span?
His fifth game of the year. They lost 3-0 to Oakland. He had 3 earned runs.
He started 0-2?
No.
He started 0-1.
That was his fifth game.
He got the loss in that one. But that was...
His next loss, they lost 7-6 to Kansas City. 1 earned run through 7. His next loss, they lost to Toronto 5-3. 3 earned runs. They lost to Atlanta 7-1.
Yeah, six earned runs. The point is, he got off to a slow start. Yeah. So when you look at it, he hasn't been perfect. And when you look at that, that's why he's not an A-plus just yet. Has he come on this year? Yes. And I think he was kicking himself around a little bit.
He's got three losses this year.
Three
losses in which one of the games he let up 0 runs, and the other two he let up 1. So he has 3 losses in which he's let up 2 runs in, combined.
I still think he's a Cy Young.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that. I just don't see how he can possibly pitch better right now. Like, I don't see how he can possibly...
He pitched very good yesterday on a pitching limit. He got 12 Ks in 5 innings, which...
He threw 68 pitches in 5 innings. That's complete...
His pitch cap, though.
68 was all they had him throw. That was all he threw the other day.
Yeah, but
his pitch cap, I think, was like 100.
I think
his
cap was at 100. I mean, they were looking at it. They're like, hey, it's 3-0. We're playing the Orioles. I mean, I don't blame him. Like, hey...
They said you already got 12 strikeouts.
I mean, but Chris Sale could have pitched that whole game and capped under 100 pitches.
I think especially the way that you see... I think the way you see Kluber and you see Verlander pitching now and you see the way Cole's pitching, he's sort of struggling. Not really, though. I think he's sort of running away with the Cy Young.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Is it a different topic if we're in the NL with both...
If we're in the NL, Chris Sale has probably a sub-1 ERA.
Between Scherzer and...
DeGrom
and Scherzer.
DeGrom's the easy
pick. DeGrom's the easy pick. He has a 1.77 ERA.
Who do you think wins it?
I think Scherzer because of the win-loss. And I know that's not DeGrom's fault.
I don't think you can't.
But Porcello 2 years ago won the Cy Young because of his wins.
He won 20 games, but...
And he had the best run support in the league.
I just think the Cy Young is the best pitcher, and I know the win-loss thing is a big thing with the voters, but you got to look at it. You got to be like, this is the Mets. DeGrom has like a 1.8 ERA. That's ridiculous. It's unheard of in today's game, and he's doing it. He's coming out and doing it
19-10 numbers.
And he has a losing record. That's outrageous. You have to look at a guy and feel bad for him. You can't.
Who might give Sale a run for his money?
By the way, Sale has a better win-loss.
I think might give Sale a run for his money for the Cy Young?
In the AL?
The closer for the Mariners.
Oh. If he was in the National League, you're talking about?
No, right?
Mariners, you said. I thought you said Marlins.
He has 44. Like he has 40. Yeah, he has 44 saves this year. Tops in the leagues. I mean, Dennis Eckerle was the last relief/closer to win the Cy Young.
If you think about it, like, from that standpoint, a lot, like, from saves come due to opportunities. And the Mariners have won so many close games this year, and I don't fault the Mariners. Like, they're really good. However, is it them that their run differentials
are
insanely low?
I think it's minus.
It's sub-22. That's their run differential. They're 22 under.
But I'm just saying.
However, I just think that with him, it's opportunities. It's not.
But
really,
sometimes we overlook bullpen pitchers.
Let's be honest, they're
contention.
Not going to give it to a closer when Sale's having me.
Dennis Eckerle, Eckersley,
lot of years ago, and you can't if you're between Chris Sale and a closer, who you pick?
Chris Sale.
Okay.
So what do we have this decision?
Yeah. We're not next pitcher. Rick Porcello, give him a letter grade. Dan.
C+.
Oh!
What else can you give for a guy that comes out and gives you an A+ effort and then comes out and gives you an F effort the next day?
An F.
That next start. Are you saying that last start wasn't an F? Exactly! So what do you give a guy?
He
gives you an A+, then he gives you an F.
Guy gives me gray hairs.
He's inconsistent. If he was more consistent, I'd stretch him into the B range. But you talked about...
Rick Porcello, you're the reason I drink.
this is concerning, considering you're 15.
Hunter, what is your letter grade for Rick Porcello?
I'm going to give him a C. even I think he's been completely average because he has either great games or bad games.
Look, what's his ERA? Did you give him their stats? You didn't.
His stats this year: 24 starts. He's 14-5. He has a 4.17 ERA. Yeah, that's pretty high. He has 144.2 innings pitched, 140 Ks, 36 base on balls. But you can't ignore the fact that he did one hit the Yankees.
Yes, and we talked about that.
That was his best. I think that's the best start for a Red Sox pitcher since Clay Buchholz, no hitter.
I think that's the best start for him ever. I don't know if we should go that far.
The last no-hitter for the Red Sox was Clay Buchholz, I believe, in 2011.
I'm not entirely sure. But either way, we've already talked about Porcello's start. Excellent start. Like, not taking anything away from him. We talked about how Aaron Judge was not in the lineup. Gary Sanchez wasn't in the lineup. Probably would have made a difference there. But good start all around. The Sox needed it. Big win. But
yeah, they did a big.
He came out in 86 pitches.
He came out in his next outing against a bad Blue Jays team and got shelled, absolutely shelled, torn apart.
He's playing
not to
inside.
Mention, not to mention, we're talking. Are you really getting? He's a major league.
The
pitcher.
Ball.
He is
a
major league.
It was a humid
pitcher.
Night at Fenway.
Oh, come on.
Against the Yankees.
Come on.
The Yankees were hitting the ball hard all night.
He's a professional baseball player. His job is to pitch, and he can't. He didn't do it that night. And you talked about his stats. ERA extremely high, and his win loss is good. But what you're not gonna have.
He has, on his staff
as a starting pitcher
of the pitchers we're reviewing on this staff. He has the second highest ERA behind Drew Pomeranz.
And this is why we are talking about the pitching rotation because we're talking about what their stats are. And I mean, if you want to talk about their win loss, like he's 14-5. He's on a team that's...
The guy at StatCast must hate Rick Porcello because he's a change it every single night.
They are on a team... These pitchers are on a team in which they are over... They are 50 games over 500. So you're not going to find a bad win-loss record on any of these pitchers.
Okay, next pitcher I want to get to... Oh, I didn't give Porcello my grade.
Yeah, what's your grade?
My grade for Pretty Ricky is a D+. Ricky, I need to see more.
It sounded like you thought that my grade was very low when I said C+.
No, that set the standard. I was actually very happy you said that because I thought you guys were going to give him B+, A-.
All right.
But I was set in stone on the D-. I had
D-. You said D+ just a second ago.
D+. Ever since I saw his name on this
list,
ever since I've seen
him. You were just talking about how big of a gem that game was against the Yankees. Now you're giving the guy a D+.
You can't, yeah, you...
I don't think he's been good.
It'd be
but
an
I
F
don't
without
think
that
he's
game.
Been bad.
You give an F without that game.
No. Okay, next pitcher. Eduardo Rodriguez. He has 19 starts. He's 11-3, a 3.44 ERA, 104.2 innings pitched, 110 Ks, and 32 base on balls. He was cruising before he got hurt. And Jesse got hurt.
Whose fault was it again?
Nobody's.
No, he tripped over someone.
No, he always... His ankle is, like, made out of
glass. No, that play
glass.
Was at first base, though. That play that he
yeah,
got hurt
was,
on
was
at first base.
He was in the middle of a very good outing when he did.
He was. I think it was. I think he tripped over Moreland. I don't remember.
God damn it!
Actually, no, it was Swihart.
Was it Swihart?
It was Swihart.
I don't remember. It might have been Swihart.
Why?
I don't know exactly.
Why can this kid not return from injuries? It's every single year.
Eduardo.
If he was healthy, then that Andrew Miller trade we made back in 2014 might have actually been worth it.
I think it is worth it still.
You do?
Andrew Miller? Yeah, that guy's a stud.
Hey!
That guy's a stud.
But you've seen what Eduardo did when he was healthy, borderline Cy Young stuff. If Chris Sale wasn't pitching the way he was, and Rodriguez was continuing to pitch, that's Cy Young stuff. He has 11 wins, and he's missed his past. 1 second. Stand by.
You throwing Eovaldi or Johnson back?
He's missed the last 5 starts.
He hasn't pitched since, like, July 15th.
Yeah, it's... We miss you, Eduardo, because you were very good.
Yeah, that's a killer. They need him back in there.
They do. A 3.44 ERA is very good. 110 Ks. The guy doesn't have overwhelming stuff. He's not going to blow you away at 97.
He attempted to jump over Lourdes Gurriel Jr., but instead landed...
I remember that play.
First base.
I remember that play.
Yeah, that's...
That was rough. Is he going to come back this year?
The team is optimistic that he'll hopefully be able to join them late this month, hopefully.
Ooh, that's not bad.
However, that's not going to leave him.
I just want to get him at least 2 starts. I want to get him at least 2 starts before the postseason.
Because he's progressing and he's throwing. He's now throwing
in batting
practice.
Oh, I heard that. He was throwing live. Okay, so give us your letter grades for Eddie.
I'm gonna give him a B minus. I mean, he's been
because the injury.
Guy. Yeah, the injury's gonna. I'm gonna have to see him pitch after the injury. Hopefully, he'll be able to bounce back. But hey,
I think the Red Sox season. Postseason dreams, I think, really does depend on how he pitches when he comes back.
I agree.
Because he's their second starter as of now in the postseason.
Yep.
I mean, that's
Price has been good.
Him coming.
Price has been good.
And we're going to get to him. Letter grade.
Without the injury, A minus would the injury B.
Yeah, I agree.
And for Eddie, I'm going to give him, I hate to do this, but I'm going to give him a C plus. You look at it, you look at him, ERA is very good, strikeouts are good, walk ratio is pretty high. It's 3-1.
It's strong.
It's not terrible. But the injury really does take it down because this guy, he's been in the rotation for the past 3 years, and he's just never been able to stay healthy and be a reliable starter that the staff has really needed a number two starter.
Well, do you remember his first year with the team? He was like 13. Didn't he start out like 10, 13, and 0 or something crazy like that? You remember that year?
I remember his first year
where he was like up over 10 wins, like 10 with no losses. Well, he was at a point where he was like undefeated for a while.
7-0. He went 7-0.
7-0, that might have been it.
And, something.
But then I think he got hurt, and then he came back. And
I remember watching his first game. It was against the Orioles, actually. He went 6, and he looked very good. And I was like, who is this guy? I don't remember trading for him.
And then there was that whole issue with the tipping pitches. Like, last year, he kept tipping his pitches. He'd get chilled.
No, that was 2 years ago, I thought.
Was that 2 years ago? Regardless, I just remember watching the game, and then Remy was saying exactly what pitch he was going to throw. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Come on, Remy.
That's not good.
By the way, prayers out to Jerry Remy.
Of course.
He's been re-diagnosed with cancer.
It's like 6 times.
Prayers up to Remdog.
He'll beat it. He'll beat it.
It's brutal.
All right, so next starter, David Price. This season he has 23 starts. He's 12-6 with a 3.75 ERA. He's pitched 134.1 innings. He has 134 Ks and 39 bases on balls. I've been pleasantly surprised with David Price this year. I think the noise from the media, he's using that as fuel to pitch, and I think we're sort of hearing it every time we hear him talk after games to the media.
I hate listening to him talk after games. He's just still so annoying. He's such a baby. He really is. Like,
he's not cut out for a big market team.
He's soft. He really is. Like, as long as
you see the markets where he's coming from, though.
As long as he pitches well on the field, I don't care, but I just hate to hear
places that can't fill the stands. The Tigers, Toronto.
Every time I hear on the radio, like, we're going to talk to you about what David Price said after the game. It's like, oh, my God. Nah. Change the channel.
Change it.
Like, I don't need to
hear his voice.
I don't need to hear it.
I think I'm pretty good. I'm going to go play Fortnite now.
Yep, I don't need to hear that.
His video game is a big problem. His video gaming.
I'm going to give him a B minus, C plus.
Because he's pitching average.
He's pitching average.
He's sufficeable.
He's been better as of late. He hasn't really gotten shelled in a while. He hasn't really pitched.
The Yankees.
He really hasn't been pitching.
He pitched against the Yankees pretty good.
But again, we've talked about that. No Judge, no Sanchez.
I marked it as an L before the game when I saw that Price was pitching it.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, he won. He's pitching all right for him lately, and he's been average. I mean, can't knock him.
C plus.
C plus?
No problem.
Why? No reason.
I think he's been much better as of late. Earlier in the year, I thought he was a bum.
Still think he's kind of
the Yankees bum. Game still gets to me when what's his name, Hicks, hit 3 home runs off him.
Pitching wise,
that was very annoying.
Pitching wise, he hasn't been a bum. Personality wise,
I'm gonna give him a D plus.
Not worth the giant contract he got.
The
no,
reason
no one's worth.
No, the reason. The reason
JD might be.
Oh, he might be.
Sale.
Might be.
JD,
Mookie.
Sale, Mookie.
Well, once we see production
Benny.
In the postseason, we'll talk. Benny's not worth it.
Okay, but okay. I give David Price. Though. I give David Price a D+.
D plus.
Here's my reasoning. The guy.
You're very negative.
No, the guy got an injury and had to miss a start because he played too much video games.
You would not know that it was because of Fortnite.
It was because he played 24 hours straight of Fortnite. Right.
You know that for a fact.
He has an addiction.
He does.
He hurt his thumb playing too much video games, and that was so infuriating to me.
How do you know that was exactly from that?
Because Barstool. I've never heard of anyone actually.
Yes, exactly. Because Barstool. Shout out David Portnoy. All
right. Who's next?
You should get David Portnoy on the line for me.
Next, Nathan Eovaldi. He has 3 starts, 2-0. He has a 2.04 ERA.
Can't wait to hear his grade, huh?
Do not be fooled.
I can't wait to hear.
Don't
Tyler's
be fooled.
Grade.
He has 17.2. This is just his Red Sox stat this year. He has 17.2 innings pitched, 9 Ks. Only 9 Ks?
Yes.
And 3 bases on balls.
He's a ground ball pitcher.
Dan start!
I'm gonna give him a...
I've never seen a ground ball pitcher throw 99, though. I've never seen that.
It's weird. But he keeps everything down on his own, if you watch him.
He's kind of like Masahiro Tanaka.
He pitches a lot like Porcello, but when his command isn't there, you've got to take him out.
I'm gonna give him... It's tough. I'm gonna give him a C+. I liked what I saw in the first 2 games, and then That last game, I don't know. That was horrible. That was
I one, said he was the was second horrible. Coming yeah. of Sale.
Tyler called him the second coming of Sale, and then he went out and laid a complete egg against the Baltimore Orioles.
I had.
Who, what a load of garbage that lineup I had is, faith and he in got shelled.
I had faith.
He got shelled. So I'm going to give him a C+, because he pitched very well in the first two games. Very well. He couldn't have asked for anything better than that last game against the Baltimore Orioles. He had to be saved by a 19-run shelling by his offense.
Hunter.
Give him a B-. Everyone has that bad game every once in a while.
Oh, no. Chris Sale does not. Well, he had the game against the Braves.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But his bad game is 6 runs.
Yeah!
I mean, whatever.
Well, no, it was only
I mean,
4 earned.
You don't
earned,
expect
though.
As much out of Sale as you do.
It was only 4 earned.
As much out of Eovaldi as you do.
It was only 4 earned for Eovaldi, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a B+. That's my first time I'm above you guys, because I think...
It's because you love Eovaldi.
Two great starts compared to one bad start.
You
I think that
Sale
overrides.
He was not is what you
the
said.
Second coming of Sale.
You call him Sale 2.0.
He fits in the rotation very good. I like him at the back end of that Sale, Porcello, Rodriguez, Price, Eovaldi. I like that.
I like Eovaldi.
He's going to make the postseason
just, he
roster.
He makes another... I just really don't like...
They'll make the postseason roster.
Oh, yeah. They don't
if
have
he went out and let up like 3 runs against the Blue Jays, this would become
Orioles.
A completely different conversation.
Orioles,
sorry.
No, he gave up. He might have only gotten 4 earned, which is why his ERA
hey,
is
but
saved.
One of those earns was because of his own error.
Yes.
He doesn't have to be a good fielder to be a great pitcher. He doesn't have
he
to
makes,
be Clayton
he
Kershaw
made that,
pitcher.
He made that error,
fielder.
And then the inning continued, and he gave up more runs.
That was a bad
he
look.
He got lucky. His offense saved him.
He did. They bailed out a
He's
lot of pitchers
up.
Over these past games.
Well, that's why they're. That's why everyone's record is so good. It was a no decision. Pomeranz got the win.
Hey, Pommy, I see.
No. Not hey, Pommy. All right, next pitcher. Brian Johnson. I personally have loved Brian Johnson this year.
You should have segued into Pomeranz first before Johnson.
Sorry, but we're not doing that. All right. Brian Johnson, he's a great rotation guy. He does whatever he's asked of. If he needs to be in the pen one day, he's in the pen. If he needs to start one day, he starts. He doesn't complain. And he typically comes out and he pitches pretty well. This season, he has 8 starts. He's 3-3 with a 3.95 ERA, 73 innings pitched, 70 Ks, 25 base on balls. And for a guy who doesn't throw 90... Who only throws 90 miles per hour?
88.
He punches guys out. He has 70 Ks this year. I think he's a pleasant surprise, and he's a great rotational player. I like him on the team.
I do too. I don't think he's going to start.
He's nothing special.
Playoff time.
I think he'll be in the pen.
I think he'll be in the pen.
He'll definitely be in the pen.
On, give him 1 or 2 innings.
I'll take him out of the pen over Workman.
I feel like oh they sent Workman back down.
Yeah, they did?
God.
Yeah.
They
brought Sale back up.
Oh, happy birthday, Workman. Pawtucket, you faggot.
But
Jesus.
Come on. Alright, anyway. I'm gonna give Brian Johnson
freedom of speech!
Freedom
of speech! I was between fucker and that other word.
Jeez, man, this is for the kids.
I hate him!
I'm gonna give Brian Johnson a B-, and it's because he hasn't been great, he hasn't been bad, he's done everything that they've asked for him. He's been in the bullpen, he's been in the rotation, and he gets wins. And even though he had a rough outing against the Orioles, they left him in, and he fought through it, and he got through it.
Hey, what I just said is not as bad as when Michael Felger said, what's the name of the guy that died? Holiday was not a tragedy. That's not as bad.
Okay.
B-, Hunter.
All right, let's take a turn.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Johnson, I'm making him a D+.
We apologize for Tyler's last remarks.
Me too.
For the mad dog. He's pretty mad right now.
Mad dog.
All right, so I'm going to give him a B+, only because of what they asked him to do. He was not supposed to come in and be a rotational guy. He wasn't asked to come in and be lights out, but he's been serviceable for them. I think Brian Johnson in the postseason can be a guy where if one of their starting rotation guys gets knocked around early, they can bring him in. He can throw 4 or 5 innings until they bring him in.
That's such a good point. A good long
I give him a C+ because he's average. He's not above average. He's not below average. He's average. He comes in. He does a good job, and he gets out. Okay, next pitcher.
Here we go.
This is about to be ugly, folks.
We're about to talk about Tyler's favorite pitcher on the Red
No, Sox. Not the Mad Dog's favorite pitcher. Before we get to this special person, let me give you the Mad Dog question of the day. Dan, take it away. It's not on.
All right. The question is, the Sox question of the day today is, what do you think the Red Sox lineup is going to look like as they prepare for their two-game interleague play series against the Phillies?
No DH.
No DH. So who plays? Who doesn't play? What do you guys think? Let us know.
DM us your thoughts in the Instagram.
Sox Talk.
On Sox Talk on Instagram.
Or text me at 508-431-3403 or email me at tylersharp53@gmail.com. Once again, that is text me at 508-431-3403 or email me at tylersharp53@gmail.com.
Or the easier way would just be to DM him on Instagram.
At Sox Talk. Not my personal, please. Anyways, before we get to Pomeranz, we have one more thing. Our sponsor, Poland Springs. It is delicious, crisp, and it cools you down on a nice, refreshing, hot day. All right. So next, what we are going to do is we are going to review a man who shall remain nameless.
You just said the name before you did the sponsor.
Did I now?
Yes, you said Pomeranz.
There's nobody under.
You're pretty high on Poland Springs over here.
Anyways, we're getting to Drew Pomeranz.
Yes.
I'm just going to point out the elephant in the room. 11 starts, 2-5, 5.96 ERA.
2-5 for a team that's 50 games over.
5.96 ERA, Hunter!
Now it is also, well, he was trying to say that he's 2-5 on a team that is 50 games over 500.
That is unheard of.
That is ridiculous. Now, I'm gonna give you my grade. And
he deserves to live in Satan's cross.
Listen to this. This is my favorite stat for Drew Pomeranz. 45 strikeouts to 34 bases on balls.
That is atrocious.
What?
11 more strikeouts.
I hope he's listening because he's so bad. I'm sorry. You just can't pitch.
Right.
You throw 88. Your knuckle curve doesn't fool anybody.
All right.
Can see it coming out of his hand.
All right, let's give grades. I mean, you guys already know what Mad Dog's going to say, but I'm going to give him a D-. I'm going to give him a D-. And it's because he has looked okay coming out of the bullpen in recent days.
Hold on. It is to be noted that his...
One of his two wins that he has this year is him coming out of the bullpen. So that makes him worse as a starter. He looks all right coming out of the bullpen. We'll see.
I'm cutting you off because
he
gave him a D-.
You got to give him something.
I'm going to give him a C-. Listen to me.
Goodness. Why would I listen to you?
As a starter, he's an F.
Yes.
Coming out of the bullpen.
All right.
He's had two appearances this year.
Would you rather have him or Hembry on the mound?
Heath Hembry.
I would not.
Hembry at least throws 95.
I don't know.
Heath Hembry throws it right to the plate, and it gets into the seats.
Sometimes, yes.
Pomeranz as a reliever is much better than Pomeranz as a starter. Yes or no?
Yes.
So he's not necessarily enough.
Would you rather have Thornburg or Pomeranz coming out of the pen?
I don't know.
But Thornburg.
All right.
Anybody but Thornburg.
All right. What's your grade? We know what your grade is. All
right. He gets an F minus.
Tyler really hates.
He's been terrible. He's been god awful. He's been a cancer to the team.
He hasn't done anything wrong other than pitching.
I hope that he can rebound out of the pen.
If anyone's a cancer, it's the price.
You're a cancer. All right, so that concludes.
All right, I'm out. See you guys.
Thank you.
I just got kicked out.
Yes, you're out. Thank you. That was Hunter Sorrow. At him on Instagram.
All right.
That's
so,
it.
Hunter _Sorrow9.
Hey!
Give me a follow.
All right, so... All
right, so what was our next topic?
Next topic, Red Sox, Phillies, Game 1, Porcello versus Pivetta. Pivetta is 7-9 with a 4.51 ERA, and the Red Sox have dodged Arrieta and Nola.
Yeah, they're both not supposed to pitch in this
because
series.
Because the last two-game series we had against the Phillies this year, we caught those two, and we ended up losing a game because of it. So what are your predictions for this... series.
I think it's got to be a sweep. I mean,
the Sox.
You gotta think if you're not
the Sox have Porcello, and I'm assuming
I think Brian
Price,
Johnson. I think Brian Johnson will pitch the next one, right?
The second starter has not been announced
yet.
Yeah,
the second starter.
But we do know Porcello is going to pitch game one, and he needs a good comeback. Okay. So. You think sweep? A two-game series?
I think it's a sweep. We've talked about the Phillies before. I really don't think that the Phillies are that good, and especially not facing Arrieta and Nola. I think it's a fair expectation for the Red Sox to win both games.
Yeah, they have the night off tonight and the night off after the two-game series, so they're going to be pretty well rested for this upcoming homestand that they have. I don't know exactly who they really play.
Indians. It's a good series. Should be.
But anyways, we're going to wrap it up here right around 30 minutes. I just want to get to one final point. This season, just to gauge how good the Red Sox are, they're 50 games above 500. They're 85-35. They've had 12 series sweeps this year, and they are yet to be swept by an opponent. I'd probably just jinx them, but they're 9.5 games up on the Yankees. The Boston Red Sox are back, and I have not felt this way about a team in a long time. It feels like 04. I got the nostalgia. Thank you for tuning in to Sox Talk. I'm Tyler Sorrow.
I'm Dan O'Rourke.
I'm Hunter Sorrow.
Thanks for listening to Mad Dog. What are you doing back? Woo!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.